Christoph calls him the future of freestyle calisthenics. Many call him one of the best dynamics athletes out there. With only 17 years old, he's a wonder kid in his area, and I'm really looking forward to this interview. As always, you find the timestamps here so you can jump to the parts that is most interesting for you. Enjoy this episode. Let's go. Yes, we finally did it after many tries scheduling this interview. Thank you, Roman, for being here and for taking the time for this interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Hi, everyone.
Yes, so backstory, we already tried a few times to record this interview, especially after the last time we talked with Daniel Christoph, and he was announcing you as the future of freestyle calisthenics, which was something that was really inspiring and motivating, I think, also for you. What were your thoughts when he said it?
I've seen this interview and I was really happy about it. I don't know. It gave me like a lot of motivation and thanks to Christoph that he thinks like this, and I'm not gonna loosen his eyes. I'm gonna train hard. So
nice. That's good. Yeah. So, yeah. What were your thoughts? How do you see yourself? Maybe you can, let's start. Where do you come from? Who are you? Are you an alien? Are you a normal human being? What are you? Where do you come from?
My name is Roman. I'm from Earth, as you know, and probably, yeah, I'm from Ukraine, but currently I'm living in Germany because of the war in Ukraine. So I am 17 years old. I love doing calisthenics, and I love doing create content. So yeah, that's basically it.
When did you start? How did you get in touch with the sport?
So I started in 2019. My friend of my brother, he was going to the club. I think I've seen an interview with Melnik already, and he talked about this club. It's called Barstylers. And the friend of my brother, he started going there, and it was like they train basics there. No dynamics, just basics for like, as I know, a couple of years they were doing it. And also after the friend of my brother was going there, my brother also joined them. And like when they didn't have the training there, they were training outside, and I was kind of I noticed that, and I was really interested in that because I was like doing just basics before, but only by myself or with my friends also, just basics, no workout. And then I searched, like I found videos on YouTube how people are doing this kind of stuff, like kind of gymnastics. And my brother was also trying to do this. So I just joined them. They were working out outside together. I just joined them and tried to learn something with them. They told me about the club, where they're going, what they're doing there. And then I also tried to go there, but I've been there only two times because they were training only basics there. And at that moment, I already seen like these elements, what the guys are doing, and I was like 100% into dynamics, into like the just elements what they're doing. I was not interested in basics anymore, so that got my attention, and that's when I started. And yeah, also later I found one guy who was also going there, and I knew him before, but we were not that like close friends. And yeah, he was doing calisthenics, and I noticed that, and we started also to train with him, with my brother and the friend of my brother, just meeting up every day, just trying something. And we were watching like YouTube also as well to find some elements to watch, like the news and calisthenics. We didn't know, like in Ukraine, we don't call it calisthenics. It just workout. We call it like street workout or just workout, because yeah, I didn't know that it's called calisthenics here in Europe and in the world. We just called it workout, but as you know, workout is just like training, if to translate that. And then we started training like almost every day after school. We was meeting up and just trying some new stuff, training. Yeah, this is basically how I started. So
was there somebody that you were training with that had your level, or like someone that you were looking up to and was even like crazier?
Yeah, like of course, I had two friends who were like really much better than me, and my friend he could already do 360, and that was like my goal for that moment, because when I seen this element, I was like telling my other friends, like I was calling them and saying, "Hi, come here! Like my friend is doing really crazy stuff. You need to see this." So, and we were like so inspired by this 360, and my friend he could also do front lever and straddle bench. So, but that was like I was more inspired by 360 because that looks more interesting to me at that moment than straddle bench. So I was looking up to that guy. Yeah, and I
Yeah,
was learning to.
so you directly fell into love in love with dynamics. It was love on first sight. Before you did some basics, which means pull-ups, dips, push-ups for you.
I
And
was doing it. I was doing it for, I don't know, like when I was really like a kid, but it wasn't like consistently. I was just doing it for fun. Just, I don't know, when I see the bars and when I want to do it.
But I have a theory after talking to so many athletes and especially from the like Eastern countries, Ukraine, Bulgaria, like I feel that a lot of the pro athletes, they did push-ups as a child. It's like a pattern that I see across them. And I think it's really good if you're an active child and you already did like some basics as a child. It's good for the tendons and for the joints to be prepared for what comes later. Because me in my childhood, like I didn't do a lot of sports, and I feel my joints and my tendons are like really weak, and especially tendons, they need a lot of time to grow and to be like stable and to get thicker and more stable. So, that's interesting that you also did the push-ups as a child, like Alicia did, or like Andrew Strong did. I remember these interviews.
I was more doing like pull-ups, and I guess that's what gave me the power in the strength in dynamics.
Nice. So and before that, so if you say 2019, you said, right? So it's 4 years ago. So you have been 13 round, like approximately.
Yeah, I started like after my birthday, so when I got when I like after 13 years old, I started, yeah, after my birthday. So right now I'm 17, and it's even more than 4 years. So I'm doing calisthenics for like 4 years and almost a half maybe.
And before, did you do any sport before? Because, yeah.
That was just like break dance for 6 months, but I don't think that gave me something. Just I was doing it like I don't know, just to do something after school, so I wouldn't get bored. And yeah, I also like played basketball for some time, football, but not that seriously. So
Okay, so no hidden gymnastics career or something that
no,
we can uncover today.
unfortunately no.
Do you think you would be at an even higher level today if you would have done gymnastics as a child and
I think sure, yeah, sure. Because I would have this mobility, I would get like less injuries right now, and yeah, I think it would be easier for me right now if I would have done gymnastics.
Tell us about your beginnings, especially dynamics. What I see is really hard to start with. A lot of fears, let's say, or like mental obstacles there. But also the equipment. It's not like sets and reps that you can do it everywhere. But in the best case, you have some mattresses or like a foam pit in the dream scenario. How were your beginnings? Where did you train and how did you progress in the beginning, in the first month and year?
Okay, so I mean, like when I started, these elements, they didn't seem that scary to me, and they don't seem right now because it's like kind of basics, like 360 shrimp flip. It's not like the elements that you can like really fall much, and I knew it. So we just trained on just normal bars, because in Ukraine we basically have the bars everywhere, in every area, like on every street, and they're kind of the same. So yeah, they're like, it's like important that they're like kind of wide, so you could spin with your legs at least, or just do something on them. But we just trained on normal bars, yeah, because when you do this beginner elements, as it seems for me, it doesn't really matter what bar you have, like, for this kind of elements, you know. And yeah,
but doing a gainer or even a shrimp flip for the first times, you didn't have any mattresses or something.
Yeah, like my first gainer, I did without mattresses or without anything. And it's really funny, because like my first asset called Flyaway Ginger, and I did this after I already learned double 360 and shrimp flip and 540, because I was really scared of this element. And I once, like when I just started, I tried it once and I fall on my neck from the bar. I tried to do it, and I hit with my legs off the bar and I just fall down on my neck, but I saved it a little bit with my arms. So that was, and after that I had this fear, but after like I did double 360, 540 shrimp flip, I just tried it again without swing, and just more swing. And yeah, I just learned it.
Do you think it's important, like switching to to today, to have a good system for learning dynamics? Because looking at street lifting or at sets and reps, or even statics, everything gets more, or for me at least, it's more structurized. It's easier to put into a schedule, and to for programming. It seems much easier for me. How do you train dynamics to make progress? Is it just trial and error? Do we have like fixed rest times between every set? How do you progress effectively in dynamics?
So in dynamics, there are like more than 1,000 elements. I don't know how much, but they're like really much. And a lot of people don't know about that, because they see only like 360s, shrimp flips, I don't know, alley-oops, 720s, but they don't know about other elements. And I mean, they're like much more of that. Before your first 360, for example, you can learn much stuff, and that stuff gives you some, I think that gives you some basics, so you would understand the technique and you get more like connected with the bar, I would say. And in my opinion, just train dynamics more, you know, not like one time a week or two times. I think 3 times or 4 times is at least you need to do it. I mean, if you want to learn something, not maintain. For me right now, I'm training only 2 times a week dynamics, or sometimes 1 time a week, just to maintain. But if I want to learn something, I need to train it like every other day, for example, because that's important. When you train more, you get like more connected with bar and you feel it more better. You feel it better, yeah. And in dynamics, yeah, I would say there are more elements than you think, and you just need to learn the things that are easier than like first 360, if you can do 360, for example. Yeah. And try to repeat, like if you learn something, try to repeat it next training. For example, if you learn 360, or like don't rush immediately into the next element. Just try to do 360 more times. There are like different variation, like this grip, I don't know. A lot of variations, try to do everything just to be sure that you do it stable. And after that, you can continue with learning some new elements. And when you learn some new elements, you also have to like put this 360 in your combos. So when you learn like a few elements, try to do them in your combo. If you can do like 5 elements, do them in your combo, like all the time, at least 1 time for your training, or 2 times to maintain everything. And when you do them in your combos, you have more endurance and it's better for you in future. And
do you do, when you go into a dynamics training, do you start with the easy skills to get comfortable and get a confidence for the training, or do you start with the hardest one, like in statics, where you use your maximum power in the beginning? How do you structure your training?
Like It depends. When I'm preparing for a competition, I just do combos and I start with like some basics just to warm up my body, just some double 360s, giants, gingers, I don't know, to warm up my body, and then I'm just doing combos. But when I'm just training, it really depends, because sometimes after 2 or 3 hours of your workout, if you train, for example, that day, if you train like 4 or 5 hours, it can be sometimes. Because when you learn something new, it's really fun and you can train really much. And it's really funny because after like 2 or 3 hours, you can still hit the new elements that you were trying like before. Or if you feel like you don't have power, but you like tried this once at that training and you feel like, oh, I'm super close, but you've been training already for 3 hours. But you anyway can try to do it and you can catch it because you get energy from that. You almost like caught it, or if you're really close. So for me, I can just learn new elements after 3 hours of my workout. When you feel you're tired, but you're not actually tired, you can do more. So
Crazy, because that's super different than statics. You have to do the crazy stuff in the beginning, otherwise you're too exhausted to have good
yeah, I
form.
noticed. I know. Yeah.
Okay, so give us a checklist. What is important for a good dynamics workout? Do you need music? Do you need friends? Do you need a good setup? What is the most important thing for the checklist for a dynamics workout?
Okay, so Garnation wrist straps for sure. What do you need? Like just bar? Yeah, somebody who you can train with, because if you like fall or something, that he could support you. And just to train together, it's I think better when you train dynamics, because you can get some advice from the side. The guy is seeing how you're doing it, and he can maybe like say your mistakes, and he can just see it from his perspective. And it's just more fun to train with somebody. I don't know about static, like I know about statics. Statics, I can just train 2, 3 hours alone, just planche leans, front lever pull-ups. Just it doesn't really matter if I train with somebody or alone in statics. But dynamics, it's better with friends. It's more support. It's more fun. Yeah. And what do you need to train dynamics? I mean, you need only bar, and yeah, that's all.
In gymnastics, I just had to think of that in gymnastics, when you're training, you often see someone who is having like a foam for the bar, that someone, if you fail and if you land on the bar, that they put the foam. Or like in gymnastics in general, you see a lot of assistance, especially with statics. But don't you think that calisthenics people would progress quicker if they would also have this more structurized training?
I don't know. I mean, if you train with a coach, I think it can be better, but like to say your friend all the time, like, can you just put this like 10 times for training or 20 times for like 10 minutes straight, just all the time? Can you like do this? Can you do it? I think it's really annoying and it doesn't really give much sense to me. I think it's not really necessary to put these soft things on the bar because, yeah, I don't know. Like in gymnastics, they're doing more crazy things than in calisthenics, I would say, because it's like more flips over the bar. In calisthenics, that's a new level, something like really crazy. And I think it's important in gymnastics to get this support with these soft things on the bar, for example. But in calisthenics, I don't think it's really needed.
But in general, if you look like 20 years into the future, do you think that in calisthenics people will have coaches as well, like for dynamics, and the sport will be more organized than it is today? Because as you explain your story, you teach yourself the most stuff. It was just trial and error. Of course, you're exchanging yourself with friends who can already do a 360. But in general, I think a problem in calisthenics is that too many people start at zero again and have to do all the mistakes done by people in the past already. And it would be much smarter to have a better transfer of knowledge from the old generation to the new generation. So not everybody has to have the same problems with tendonitis, with, I don't know, with all these things that are just in our sport because of a lack of transfer of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if you will start in gymnastics gym, of course you'll progress faster. And yeah, if you have this opportunity, just go there and train there. Like, it's much better. And yeah, I would say like the most important is your environment, like who you train with. So if the guys who are training with already did this, it's easier to learn it because they will explain it to you. So
how do you approach these days when you want to learn something new? Because I think you're on a level where there are not many people who, you can't just type, I don't know, a 900 tutorial on YouTube, because there are no tutorials for that. How do you approach learning something new?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like usually it can just come to my mind just like to try this one, or I usually see the guys on Instagram from Russia or from Ukraine, like doing this, from Kazakhstan, doing this crazy stuff, and I'm just trying to repeat this. That's all. I just see, for example, five elements. I have like a list, I write them, and I can just try to give two attempts for this one, for this one, for that one, and which goes better, I can train it more today. But for me, it's like, it's super hard to learn something new right now because it's like really high level and you need to work much on the new elements you want to learn. So, yeah.
And you also have to find the good balance between statics and dynamics, because...
That's very hard, I would say, because it's really hard to progress in both. I think you need to choose what you want to progress in and what you want to maintain, because... for me, I don't know how people are dealing with it, but for me to learn something new right now in dynamics and to progress in statics, that's very hard. And yeah, even to like, because in statics, for example, if you're kind of like average level, for example, you can divide, like you can train planche, you can train front lever at different days, and you need to train it at least like, for example, one element two times a week. For example, front lever 2 times a week, planche 2 times a week. And dynamics also like every other day, for example, or 3 times a week at least to progress in something. So that's, and you know, you need to also add basics not to get injuries. And for my case, I kind of stopped doing basics, and because of that, I got my wrist injury, I got elbow injury, and I have like injury in my lower back because if I don't have time for basics. But I probably next year I start to do more basics. So, and that's really hard to combine all these things. This is why there are like not many people who are doing everything together. Or you can see like the guy who is doing crazy dynamics, but he is doing not good statics, or the guy who's done crazy statics and not do dynamics, for example, because it's really hard to be complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. And for me, like in the head, it's so hard to be good in both, because what I see is for dynamics, it helps to be really like, skinny is the wrong word, but like really flexible and mobile and like rubber joints. And for statics, it helps to be like stiff and to be like really, you know, solid.
I know. I started training planche more, and I got my shoulders a big, bigger. And after that, it's really hard for me to do Supra 540 because I don't have that mobility anymore. So I stopped doing Supra 540 because of my shoulders are big.
Yeah, so you also have to focus on mobility. So it's mobility, basic strength, dynamics and statics, which is super hard to fit into a week.
Yeah, that's really hard. And if you want to progress in everything, that's really hard.
How do you do your programming? How do you set the focus for this week?
So I'm still currently thinking about it because I don't have like a plan that works perfectly for me, and I'm trying to change all the time everything. But I found for myself that it's good for me to do 2 trainings in the day, but that's kind of hard because I'm also studying in school, and that's also like a big problem for me. But before before my school, when I had like the stop and I had a lot of time, I was training like in the morning I go train dynamics like 2 3 hours, and then in the evening I train statics, and then next day I take rest, and next day I train the same like dynamics and statics. So that works for me pretty good. And basics, I also do it after, for example, I train statics. I do like 30 or 20 minutes of basics and stretching. I can also put it like somewhere, I don't know where, but on the rest days, yeah, on rest days, I can do cardio and stretching, for example. So that works for me pretty good. Or the other system is, for example, I'm doing on Monday, I don't know, like planche and hefesto. On Wednesday, on Tuesday, I do front lever, and on Wednesday I do dynamics. Then I take one day rest, and then I do like the same. Yeah, and I always trying to find like the way where I can put these basics, and I can put the stretching and cardio. Yeah, also I want to put cardio somewhere, so that's usually on my rest day. So basically, I'm training every day.
Crazy. Yeah, because we forgot cardio in this list.
Oh, that's really, I think, important in endurance. When you're doing dynamics, cardio is really important. Just like 15, 20 minutes to activate this, to get this heart beating. So when you do dynamics, it's also easier for you to do longer combos.
What do you think is the reason why you are at the level that you are right now? If you would have to say something, is it because of your genetics? Is it because you put in a lot of time because you really love it? Like when I see the smile on your face when you talk about your trainings and about unlocking something new and stuff, I really feel the passion that you have for the sport. So this is like leading to easier discipline, like because it's easier if you just like and enjoy the trainings. But what do you think is the reason that you're at your level?
I would say it's because of my environment in Ukraine, because I trained with so many people who were like the same level as me, who were doing 720s, 900, and I think it's because of that environment. And yeah, the support I had in Ukraine, because I trained with so many people who were the same level as me. And yeah, I would say that's because of environment. So environment and much trainings, of course. But I'm that strong in dynamics because of I skipped more like a lot of statics when I started. Like first 2 years, I was able to do only front lever. So I trained only a little bit front lever just for fun, just one, two attempts at my dynamics session. So I would say that's because of 2 years I just trained only dynamics, you know, and when you train something, only one thing, of course you're gonna be good at it. And yeah, environment, consistently training, and yeah.
And now
Yes.
being in Germany, is it a problem that you don't have your like an environment? Do you have someone who pushes you in your workouts?
Yeah, I train with some guys who are like also experienced. They're not that really strong at the level, but they're really experienced because they're like following all the guys from other countries. Like they're watching a lot of stuff, and we just give each other knowledge, and it's really good that these people are here.
Okay.
So yeah, I have also a community here.
Good, because if you have someone who has the theoretical knowledge or just a good eye for how it should look like, that's super good. I think it's also super nice to train with people who push you. They don't even have to be a higher level than you, but if they are just so motivated and they motivate you to give 100% and they encourage you, that's also super positive. But I can imagine it's difficult to change like this environment from people who were doing 720s with you to a new city, new people.
Yeah, that's fine. I got used to it.
Yeah, and maybe you will be the change for German freestyle calisthenics because in Germany we don't have a lot of like freestyle athletes here, like more the street lifting but also static scene is bigger. So I always hope that the Germans see you and are inspired to push freestyle calisthenics more here.
Yeah, we are working on it. Yeah.
That's cool. Is there someone, are there athletes that inspired you, like in your early beginnings or maybe even today in your trainings?
Yeah, there are like many people who inspire me really. I mean, it can change all the time. Sometimes I love the style of this guy or that guy. It's really changing all the time. But when I started, I remember I was looking for Melnik, I would say, of course, because he was like the best in Ukraine, and Melnik Flex. I think you know him. As I know, Flex is not doing calisthenics anymore, but yeah. They were a big inspiration when I started. Who else? Yeah, like I would say a lot of guys. Just when you see they're doing something crazy and you love their style, they inspire you. So.
I think still I want to talk about this topic. People also asked in the Instagram survey in the poll for the questions. How do you overcome the fears of dynamics? I know that this year you also fell on yeah you also failed and had the back injury I think because of slipping. So the danger of freestyle of dynamics is real. How do you overcome it? What would be your advice?
So currently I'm training dynamics only in the gym with like a lot of mats, so it would be more safe for me. And yeah, just like good warm up for my back, and I'm trying to do all the time, like at least like a few times a week I'm trying to just train my lower back, you know, with just some basics exercise, because I had like so many problems with my lower back. And yeah, like you have fear all the time, I think. For me, I would say if I train o more often, this fear gets lower, but there are like a few elements that I have fear always. And if I even did them like 10, 20 times or like even more, I will have fear anyway to do them again. I don't know why is that. Because you see a lot of crazy fails on Instagram, how people like breaking their necks from the elements, and yeah, there are like a few elements I have like really fear of doing them. Yeah, especially the, for example, if I'm doing this element a few times in my recent trainings, and then I quit it for like three trainings, and I want to do it again, I have this crazy fear again. So, but it's hard to do, you know, everything. Like everything you have already, every element you learned, it's hard to do it all the time. So you need to quit some elements for some time to learn something new, or you just forgot to do it, you know. So, and you need to re when you need to repeat it, you have fear. But there are like only for me is like a few elements only that I have fear. So.
Okay, so your advice to the listeners would be to see the fear, to accept the fear, but to do it anyways, and maybe just use the fear as something positive to be more alert during this move or more conscious.
I mean, I would first prepare, like if you feel that you're ready for it, you see like you have, for example, good attempts, or if you're just sure that you can do it, or like you, I mean, there are like different types of fear. When you don't know like what's gonna happen and just gonna hit this anyways, or when you're just scared but you know that nothing will basically happen because you have meds, for example, or just more safe. But I would say if you think that you're ready for it, and if you're just did some, I don't know, elements, I mean, I don't know how does it called, it's like if you did some prep exercises for this element and you're ready, then you can try it even if you have fear. But if you're like don't know what will be there when you do it, for example, if there are like a 50-50 chance if you will injury something, don't like that's all on you. I mean, you can try it. As I tried like three backflips from the bar, I thought I would do it, but after I posted like my fails, the guys wrote me like, why didn't you tell me that you're gonna hit this element? I would help you, because there are like this small catch. Because you feel that you already did like three backflips, but you didn't do them, and you're like going to like open your body and stand on your legs, but you're like on your back and on your neck still.
Okay.
So Yeah, just do some prep exercises for this element, and if you feel, just do it with fear. Yeah, it's okay to have fear. Yeah, just be cautious, I would say.
Okay. Nice. Let's talk about competing. You did quite a few competitions this year. How do you usually prepare for competitions? You already said that stamina is important, so doing some cardio to be able to go through the rounds more with more preparation. But how do you usually prepare for a competition?
So my first competition of this year was FIBO, and I was preparing really much for it. I was like preparing, I guess, 1 month, like just training for the competition. And I was training not that much statics because for me that was more important to hit like crazy dynamics than to do good level at statics. And I did like, oh, I don't know, 90% of my focus for dynamics. I was just hitting combos. I was not learning anything new, just different combos. Even the elements that I didn't wanna do there, because I quite didn't know what I want to do there. That was just I went with the flow mostly. I like right now in my competitions I go with the flow. I just know like two, three elements that I'm gonna do, and after it just flow. So yeah, like if you, for me after FIBO. That was, I guess, my best competition of the year, and after that, it's got a little bit worse after all the competitions because I wanted to progress in statics, and I got like maybe 50% on statics and 50% on dynamics, and that's because my other competitions were a little worse than the first on FIBO because I was preparing for FIBO like 90% dynamics. Yeah, and also because of many competitions, you're just kind of tired of all these trips. And if you want to progress in statics and compete in competitions, it's kind of hard. You need to train more dynamics, and it's also hard to combine with progression in statics if you want to progress. So, yeah, but right now, if I'm like preparing for my competition, I try to do it like 70 or 80% focus on dynamics. Because that's basically my strength. With it, I'm gonna try to win. So I'm trying to prepare 70-80% of dynamics and just doing some statics in my combos, but not focusing much on it.
Because yesterday I talked with an athlete, and he was also saying, "Oh, it hurts me so much." He was also like a dynamics focused athlete, and he said, "Oh, it hurts me so much to see Roman lose in the battles, like in Sweden, when it's when he this was his opinion." I would be interested in yours, that the competitions are quite static focused, that with statics you have the category of strength dynamics and the category of statics, which are two categories. So it's hard, I think.
Yeah, that's really hard because I don't know what people think about it, but my opinion and opinion of the guys who are doing like dynamics, we think that like I'm training currently statics. I know that's hard, but that I don't know. For me, dynamics should be more valuable because there is always a risk. I mean, even if you learn these elements faster than statics, if you need like for statics a few years to learn this, but then after you do it, you're sure you will do it, and that's not that sketchy, and there are no risk in statics. But in dynamics, there is always risk, even if you did it like 1,000 times, and sometimes it's underrated. The dynamics. So,
Yeah, so the risk reward ratio for dynamics is not good. The risk is too high for the reward that you can.
because you know, like you always depend on the bar, I would say on the bar, on the mats, on everything. But aesthetics, if you have parallels, you can put them the weight you want, like you can do everything you want because it doesn't really matter on which P bars you're performing your static combo. But your dynamic combo, it really matters. If you see like a lot of mats, you have more, like you're more sure, you're more like there are more chances you will throw something crazy, and you're more sure about your elements. But yeah, in statics that doesn't really matter. So in dynamics, you're dependent on everything, I would say.
So I'm already taking notes for the FIBO competition. So what I hear is the bar is really important for you, but also the mats, that there are enough mats.
Yeah, I mean, on FIBO, everything was perfect. That was like the best bar I've ever competed on. And the mats were perfect. Everything was perfect.
Yeah. Big shout out at this part to Bars Flex, who are like always doing a super good job with the ultra wide freestyle bar, which is super stable. And yeah, I think the mats are also the big ones. You see them quite rarely at competitions. So I think for
Hey.
your confidence.
You know, some people sometimes think that it's not that necessary to put mats because, like, you're gonna do elements that you're sure of, and if you do them, like, I mean, no, fuck.
It's inverted psychology. They think they don't have to put the big mats because you know how to do the elements, but
Yeah,
you feel much
but.
more comfortable having big mats doing your elements.
Yeah, I would say that it should be in their interest to put more mats because dynamics athletes are gonna perform better elements and better combos when they see the mats, and they're like, even if you have mats or you don't, like, I would say the organizer should care about mats more because you're gonna perform on this bar, and if you're doing like better combo, you're doing like better for this organization, and I would say that's really important to put good mass.
Okay, good. That's good to know, and hopefully some event organizers listen to this. But yeah, so for like seeing on the next competitions, you try to double down on your strengths and to focus on what you can do well instead of trying to be more balanced and losing on the on your strength, like you saw from FIBO that it went downhill with dynamics.
Yeah, I want to focus on like three competitions next year or even less. I don't know, like, but probably it's three, so I would have some time to progress in statics because, like, I think I need 3 weeks or 1 month to prepare for the competition, and other time before it, I think I would just hit statics and maybe some new elements in dynamics because they're like, if you train dynamics, you can choose. If you want to learn something new or you want to maintain your level for competitions, it's like right now for me because sometimes I don't want to do these elements on my training, but I need to do them because I will perform them on competition. But when I'm learning something new, I just learn what I want to learn and I do what I want to do, not just the elements I'm gonna perform on competitions.
Yeah, totally makes sense. And yeah, this year I also talked to some athletes saying that if you do too many competitions, your progress really stagnates and goes back. And it's important sometimes to take a break, but also to plan just not too many competitions for a year to be able to have this periods of progressing again. I think it was Yazi also that we talked about it.
Yeah, I just wanted to get like more experience when I had this chance this year, just to be on as much competitions as I could, just to see everything, to see the other countries like, and just travel and to see how everything works. And yeah.
No. So let's design your perfect competition. Let's design the Romance Cup. Yeah, what would be the rules? What how would you re restructure the judges?
I don't really know because I didn't think about it, but I would say that's really hard because, yeah, that's really hard, but
Because I think there is just big potential in terms of a dynamics competition, especially in Germany, but everywhere in Italy, etc. We see a lot of statics competitions popping up, which is cool because like this, people who really want to focus and double down on statics, they can only do a statics competition. But there are not a lot of dynamics competitions, and I would love to see you perform at a dynamics competition because you don't have to care about straddle planche, about front lever, about like all this. You can just do your statics dynamics, and that would be awesome.
yeah. I quite like the the system on FIBO, but the system is really hard for statics at least. So there are like three judges: dynamics, statics, and combos, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, that's pretty. I really like the system because yeah, it's more like for dynamics guys in their interest to win and yeah.
Yeah, it's super hard to find a good balance.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Yeah. Anyways, so what is next on your list? What are you currently working on? Is there a skill that you want to teaser that you're close to unlocking or something?
So yeah, right now I'm sick with COVID, and I think I will start training next year. And yeah, there are like a couple of elements I really want to do them. Yeah,
But it's
that's
secret.
yeah, that's I want to do that. I don't want to just say that, and if I don't do it, for example, people will wait for me to do it, and I don't do it, for example, and I want to be in that pressure maybe. I just want to do them, and after I do it, I post it, and yeah, that's what I want to do.
Nice. Okay, that's good. Fully understand. Yeah. So I think we're slowly coming to an end of the interview. It was super, super nice to get to know more about your training style, about your story, about your advice. And I think it's rare that yeah, people get like a dynamics insights. And yeah, thank you a lot for sharing.
Thanks for inviting me. It was a pleasure.
Yes, definitely. So get well soon, and then I'm looking forward to see you yeah, rocking the 2024 competitions and yeah, doing the new skills and with your style and with your focus.
Okay, yeah, thanks. We will see you next year. It's gonna be crazy.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks Roman for your time, and yeah, have a good day.
Yep. Bye bye, everyone.